When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bad Tiki has his own sponsor. Bad Tiki is brought to you by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com. And remember, come get some. Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being and is not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show!
Hey, Rudolph the Red Bush Reindeer, call me Bad Tiki Claus. Ho, ho, ho. It's a very merry Bad Tiki Christmas. Everyone knows this is my favorite time of year, and I'm disgusted that I have to share it with you sad freaks. But here we are. Merry Bad Tiki Christmas.
Wow, you're kind of really into the Christmas spirit, Bad Tiki. What exactly is a Bad Tiki Christmas, by the way?
Regular Tiki, I'm glad you asked. My over 50,000 Tikis and I prepared something special for my favorite worst sports radio show in America. And I'll need a little help from my friends. Hit it, Bad Tiki Christmas Band. This is the worst show till Bad Tiki saves the day. It's worse than Bunango. On a Saturday, my phone starts to ring. My plans for the night. I can't wait to ride and swing with Mrs. Roberts tonight.
Hey.
Oh, Bad Tiki, he's bad every day. He's so tall and handsome, too. Evan's wife can't stay away. Hey,
stop
Bad
it.
Tiki, Bad Tiki, so bad every day. He's so tall and handsome, too. Hey, Bad Susan, take it away. I told you I was going to have help from my friends of all the dramatic things.
Bad Tiki, my dear, I'm just here to say spreading Christmas cheer ain't happening today. Everybody knows Bad Susan is the goat, and if you mess with Bad Tiki, I'll punch you in your throat.
Oh, Bad Tiki, Bad Tiki, he's bad every day. He's so tall and handsome too, Evan's wife can't stay away. Hey, Bad Tiki, so bad every day. He's so tall and handsome too. Negative Tommy, take it away.
Whoa!
Okay, here we go. I'll make this one fast. The Mets guy wants Odo. He's fatter than Moresh. The Jets and Giants blow. There's no future here. Rodgers and Tommy DeVito will start again next year. Now, Bad Tiki, please grant me my Christmas wish. Destroy me. I cannot continue to exist under these circumstances. Why couldn't you make me Whispering Tommy or Yankee Fan Tommy? Max Fried is going to win 8 Cy Youngs for the Yankees. Clay Holmes is going to be horrible. I can't handle it anymore. Bad Tiki, the negativity, the screaming. I can never go to a library or see a movie.
What a whiny baby.
Well, that's all very sad. Get back in your locker, Negative Tommy. Well, that does it for this year's Bad Tiki Christmas. I hope you had as much fun as I did. On behalf of Bad Susan, Negative Tommy, and my over 52,000 Tikis, have a wonderful Christmas. Bad Tiki out.
Wow.
I didn't think
I was going to feel bad for negative Tommy.
I say Susan was the best, though.
No, she's the best.
She was incredible. We do remind you that Bad Tiki and Bad Susan and Negative Tommy are sentient, AI-generated beings not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber, Susan Waldman, and Tommy Lou Gower. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFS Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. By the way, before we get back to your phone calls, I was tuning into my favorite show on WFAN. No offense to anybody else. We all have our favorites. But my favorite show on WFAN, no, sorry, Big Mac, it's not you, is Al and Jerry. Mm. They do a very good job. I love them. And they were talking about Tiki Barber.
Wow.
They were having a little debate. So I want to first play the clip in which the question is posed. And then we could all guess what they said and what you would even say.
You need a touchdown. You're at the 6-yard line.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 3 running backs in today, in 2024. Okay. You got to hand the ball to one of them.
Got it.
Herschel Walker.
Right.
Tiki Barber.
Okay.
Emmitt Smith.
Now remember, today. Not 10 years ago.
Oh.
That's the key. In 2024, as Al expressed it, this moment, you're sitting next to me, but you're in damn good shape. Mm. Emmitt Smith, Herschel Walker.
I haven't seen Herschel. He looks probably he's in good shape.
Would you pick yourself? You're a humble guy, but be honest. Yard line.
Depends on what play you're calling.
Oh, he's tricky. Has to know the play design.
Right. Are we spread? Are we 4 wide? If that's the case, absolutely me.
Okay. Now, what do you think Jerry Recco said?
Herschel Walker.
You think he said Herschel Walker?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry's response.
Emmitt looks old.
So Emmitt's out. He's got gray hair.
Emmitt's out.
So it's between Tiki and Herschel. I'm 6 yards.
I'm going to go Tiki just because he's only like 45.
Oh, is that right?
But Herschel Walker, man, he's still in shape.
Looking good.
He can still roll over people.
What if you needed one guy to... You're at the 2. You need a guy to...
Herschel Walker.
Oh, so he gives him Herschel at the 2. Me? Meanwhile, that would have been stolen from you anyway.
By the way, he's underaging me. I'm not 45.
How old are you?
I'll be 50 in April.
Really?
Yeah, I'm old.
Nah, you don't feel old.
I'm the old man in this room.
Well, that's true. But that's... just because you're the old man in the room, I'm the old man in my house. That doesn't make me old.
I'm the youngest and I look the oldest.
That's true. Yeah, you don't feel 49.
You are getting gray.
Very.
All right.
Do you want something for 50?
No.
Okay. Because I do want to make clear, like, I don't give gifts unless there's something I see and I'm like, oh, that person would like it, mm-hmm. like I did with you. In fact, it just reminds me, there is one person on this staff I have a gift for because I came across something and I was like, that person would love it.
Okay.
Do you know who the person is?
Who?
It's not you, unfortunately. I already got you a gift.
I don't need anything.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
For Tommy?
It's not for Tommy. Sean Morash.
Sean? Really?
I have something for you.
I don't like
it. It's in my office right now. When we come back in a few minutes, like our next commercial break, I will bring it in.
But now this pressure on me, now I got to get something for you.
No. Did you hear what I said, though?
I did.
I don't believe in gifts. See, here's the problem with gifts. You force it. Like, you end up buying something that a person doesn't need just to say you got them a gift.
Yep.
I think what matters more, and I've already proven this with Tiki because I got him something that I came across. It was the Breece Hall jersey.
Yes.
You didn't even keep it. But it's okay.
I put it on.
You did. We took a great picture.
Right.
So, thought that counts. I came across that, like... I want to get that for Tiki Barber. There was something I came across that I wanted to get for Sean, and like, no jokes aside, like, I think you'll like it. Like, genuinely, I think you'd be like, that's really cool. I have the same thing for Tommy. I just think he'd like it. And he'd get nervous, like, that means I'm not giving him a winter holiday bonus, and then I'd have to deal with that awkwardness.
Yeah. Oh,
so I didn't want to give him the present because it would, like, cause that kind
of... So what'd you do? Are they just keeping it for yourself?
Right now, it's in my trunk. I may give it to somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Right.
There's a few people I'm thinking about around here that I think could benefit from
it. Regifting.
Yeah, just regifting it to somebody else.
Right.
But I don't think, Tom, what are you whispering about?
I'm thinking benefit. No, I am like Clark Griswold. I don't want the Jelly of the Month Club subscription. I bought a pool. I need the money. So
No, but it's honestly, this is what I was taught by my parents. Like, get something for somebody when you see it. So, like, I bought my dad a present in the middle of May just because I saw something and I was like, oh, my dad would like that. I didn't wait for his birthday. I didn't wait for Christmas. And that's the way I am. It literally just happens to be around Christmas. But I'll that's give good. That to you after you're single, okay, bro?
And I appreciate
and,
it.
And honestly, be honest, if you don't want it, just tell me. I will not be offended.
No, I won't do that.
I'll give it to Brandon Tierney,
and
okay?
I just want to tell you, by midnight last night, Tommy was still caring very much about the Twitter thing and wondering if it's going to ruin his Christmas.
What's the Twitter? You have to refresh my memory.
That you were going to pay for Twitter premium for him?
I was going to get him Twitter premium
He's
for Christmas.
Still very much paranoid about that.
I was going through because I was going to come into your office today, which I did.
Yeah.
But I was going to come with this big speech about how we would combine the bonus, which would be the ZD, with the sauce, which is the Twitter engagements, which is more of like an incentive. So still a little ZD, but also the sauce as well.
I have no idea what he's talking
about. You were
taking
away the ZD, and I wanted the ZD as well. Meaning
it goes
the bonus,
back to your gift thing.
The bonus is the ZD. It's cash. It's right there.
I give you cash every year.
I know that, but I was worried that you were just going to give me sauce, and then I was going through the numbers, and I was like, I'm not going to get a lot of sauce here. I'd rather have some ZD, and then we could build the sauce.
I've never seen Tiki more bored with a conversation on the air.
I know. I'll make this fresher. Tommy's like my... my female of the night. I have to give him money to keep him happy.
Correct. By the way, you know
that's
what
literally our relationship.
You know what would make a great Christmas gift for everyone?
What?
My Mets Bible.
Oh, dude,
stop.
By the way, I was in a bookstore today.
Yeah?
And My Mets Bible.
Really?
There you go.
And the Short Hills Mall.
Nice. It's still there.
What
there.
Else was in the clearance bin?
It was not in the clearance bin. It was on the sports shelves. And it was eye level.
Nice.
So it's not like buried on the bottom. It was eye level.
I would never give that as a gift, but if you're listening right now and you're looking for a last second Christmas gift, go to said Short Hit Mall, Short Hills Mall.
Yes.
Go to the, what'd you say, Barnes & Noble?
No, Indigo.
Indigo. Go in Indigo and buy my Mets Bible. It's on sale right now.